So good morning. Well, you guys ever had the enemy talking to you guys? So about a year ago, maybe 14 months ago, I was in a dark place in my life. Probably the darkest I've ever been in my whole entire life. I was sitting in my car, just got news that my son had got hurt. He was in Modesto in the ICU. We didn't know if he was going to make it. He was 19 years old. And as a father, your mind runs different places. And if you guys don't know my little background a little bit, I wasn't always a pastor. And as I was sitting in that car, my mind just kept blinking and blinking, and so many voices were challenging me, and I was hearing so many different things. I knew I was a servant of the king. But for that moment, that time, something else took control of me. As I was praying, I just kept asking God to give me some kind of message to change my thought. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. My thought was to go get a gun and handle my business. You hurt my son. And I didn't care whatever it cost me, I didn't care. I lived my life. As I sat in that car, God put certain people in your life sometimes to change the direction. It's funny because I called my friend, and my friend is still out there. He's really still out there in the world. And I called my friend, and I said, "Friend, I need to pick something up from you." No questions asked, no nothing. We've been childhood partners from ever since day one. Only thing, he just became a criminal for life, and I became a pastor. But he still had my back. And that friend said, "Jose, you're a changed man. I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. But we look up to you. You're changed. But you're more than welcome to come by my house." And so I sat there a little bit longer, and I received this text message from this young man. And it said, "Don't give the enemy a seat at your table." He had been in prison, and he remembered those words to share with me. With prayer from Pastor John, I decided to be by my kid instead of letting the enemy take control of my life. And that happens too many times often in our lives. But do you know that God has the power to change your life in an instant? He gives us that. He has that power. He has that strength. He has that boldness. He talks to us all the time. And today we're going to be in a passage of Psalms 23. I asked Pastor John the other day, I was like, "Pastor John, do you ever preach out of the same passage that you just preached like maybe like a couple months ago and change it from a different perspective?" And he says, "I always do." Doesn't God always look at us with fresh new eyes? So we always have to have that perfect perspective. And we're going to find out in Psalm 23 that God was speaking, it speaks to us just like he was speaking to me that day in that car. And today, he's going to put an offer on this table. You guys see this table right here? He's going to put an offer on the table and an invitation to you to allow him to be the Lord, allow him to be the provider, and allow him to guide you in the way that he wants to. So when God speaks, do you listen? I don't always. Sometimes I get ahead of myself and I think I'm above God. And I like being transparent because that shows our human nature, our human likeness. I'm not going to come up here and tell you that my life is perfect. My life's messed up and it's broken. That's why I need a king and I need a savior. And how else could you minister to somebody when you walk through those valleys, right? So, everybody went to Sunday school here. Has anybody ever gone to Sunday school? Or maybe at your grandma's house, you guys had this beautiful picture of Jesus over there just sitting on back table. He's got that perfect haircut, that perfect look. He's got that smile that's just looking at you, right? Anybody remember that Jesus? Yeah, who has a picture like that in their house? Not taken away from that man. But you know, when life hits us at the most, when life is hard on us, we don't see no way out. Trouble's hitting us. Everything in life just seems to be crumbling and falling apart. We don't need that Jesus up there on that picture. We need this Jesus that comes down from there and walks with boldness, strength, and some kind of grit that's going to willing to get up and fight for us, right? That's the kind of Jesus that you're calling on. You're not calling on just some little Jesus that's up on the wall. Our Jesus is powerful. He's bold. But it's funny because we only call on that Jesus when our life's a mess. When we'll see no way out. And in Psalm 23, and you got to understand this big perspective about Psalm 23 in order to get it. That this psalm was written by a shepherd to a shepherd. David was a shepherd of his flock. And if we all look at the story of that story, we think about sheep. And sheep are very dumb. They're easy prey for all kinds of animals. Animals are just sitting there on the sideline waiting to devour them. Doesn't that remind us a little bit of us? We don't always make the right decisions. If you take a sheep and he's standing by rushing water, chances are he's going to get thirsty and he's going to put his big old bobbly head inside that water. And because he wears this big old wig on his head, all that weight's just going to drop him and drag him and pour him into the water and everything's going to be gone. Right? But lucky, we have a shepherd that has a crew hook. That's willing to reach into that water, drag you out, and put you back on shore, put you back on land, bring you back to safety. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. If you guys see me about 8:50, I ran back to my office because you know why? Because the sermon that I wrote, I'm not like Pastor John. Pastor John could do this in a heartbeat, right? He lets the Spirit talk to him and he moves. My computer didn't save it. And I went back to see if it was saved. It wasn't. So we're totally allowing him to work, right? So he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his namesake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley. You guys ever walked through there? I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. There's an invitation today on this table today. If you want to be led, if you want to be restored, you want to be guided, you want to be protected for, provided for, the invitation is at the table. And if you notice, we're going to go back to verse 5. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Why would God put us a table in the presence of all your enemies? I know if I was a scholar that wrote the Bible, I would have probably wrote something like this. You prepared a table before me in your presence. Heck, I would have left that enemy out, and there'd been no way those enemies would have been. Could it just be me and God? We don't need those enemies. But you guys know we live in a broken, shattered world. And so those enemies are all around us. They're always going to be there. But God is always going to put that table in front of us. He doesn't promise us that no matter what's going on, those enemies aren't going to be there. But he does promise us that he's going to be there. And then he goes on to say that he's going to prepare a table and anoint your head with oil. And no matter what is going on in your life and what situation, the possibility of your cup being overflown with his love is there. God puts this in. And there's a powerful reason why God puts this and puts the table in front of his enemies. Because everything that God does for you, God benefits from. He brings goodness to you. He brings grace to you. He brings kindness to you. He brings the best to you. But ultimately, the result that is, God brings the glory to him. What an awesome deal. God gets the glory, and you get goodness. It's not a bad price, right? Right now, all of you are my enemies. And I like you guys, so you know, this is just for playing sake, but all of you guys are my enemies. You guys don't like me, and I don't like you. You guys are the problems that I didn't ask for, right? Maybe the situation that I thought I was going to be in, it's not happening. I wasn't planning all the pressure, all the stress in life, maybe the opportunity, maybe the thing that I heard on the news, maybe the phone call I got from the doctor that I didn't want to hear. Those enemies are loud and clear. And in the midst of all that, God prepared a table in the middle of all that. He prepared it for you. And he just says, if you allow him to be your shepherd, and the honest truth, you don't have to allow him to be your shepherd. We're not prone to be led by a shepherd. And if we think about it, the first thing that he tells us is that he's going to make us lie down. He's making us do something. And a lot of us don't like being told what to do. And we might think in our heads, oh my, what a horrible God. He's going to make me do something. He's going to make me lie down in this green pasture. And why is he doing that? Because we're not smart enough to do it on our own. We need a Savior. Because I know, personally me, if I was left alone just to run my life and be completely in charge of it, God, my life would be a mess. I know that it didn't work out well. But God wants us to restore us. He wants to lead us into a righteous path for his goodness and his glory. And then he goes on to tell us, and if you go through the valley of a place of danger, I'm going to be there with you. He doesn't leave us alone. He walks through that valley with us. He walks there with his rod and his staff in one mighty hand. And the staff that we get, that's just to help lead us, poke around. But the rod that he brings is to grab us, bring us back to safety, and show us how much we mean to him. God is big and he is powerful. And we all know that the world is looking for comfort. And comfort is what we want as people. That doesn't always happen. But yet God has prepared a table in the midst of our enemies. And he invites us. He invites us to sit at this table. He even tells us, come. I'll pour a glass for you. The invitation is there. He tells us, Thank you for coming. I prepared this table for you. He prepared the meal. He sat down. And guess what? He paid the bill. The invitation is here to sit down at this table. We're invited to come to a table with the King. But wait a minute. We're all too busy in life. We want to get a to-go box. A lot of us want to pull out our phone, take a picture with the King, and tag, "I was with the King today." We allow too many things in our life to not sit at the presence of the King. But the crazy thing about this, that it's you, the King, and guess what? The enemy is bold enough to sit there right with in the presence of the King as well. He comes in our lives when we're vulnerable, when we're not devoted to one another, when we take our eyes off Jesus, when we let that stress, we let that diagnosis from the doctors hit us, that loss, the enemy is quick to pull a chair at the table the King has prepared for you. If you don't believe me, didn't he pull up a chair at the table when Jesus was being tempted? Didn't he pull up a chair with Eve when she was in paradise? The enemy is bold. If he came after the Son of God, what makes you think he ain't coming for you? He comes silently. He comes to steal and destroy. He comes in our lives in a simple way, and he makes small conversation. And if you guys don't realize it, you're conversing with a killer. And he has a grand plan. And his plan is to steal everything that God wants to give you and destroy everything that the Good Shepherd wants to provide for you. And the enemy's not going to tell you that. He's going to tell you something. He's going to sell you something. He's going to do something in your life for you to doubt the character of God. Or maybe you're going to be reminded of something of the past, something that you did to get you off track. He's going to make you worry. He's going to make you anxious. He's going to make you fill your life with bitterness. And he's going to cause you to lose everything at the end. And you might be asking yourself, how do I know when the enemy's at my table? He tells us lies. He tells us, it's better at the other table. He tells us, you're not good enough. You're never going to make it. And with all the stuff that you're surrounded with, he tells you that there's no way out. Maybe he makes you believe that everyone is against you. But you have that right. God's given us that authority to take our table back, because that table belongs to Jesus, and he won that victory. We have to allow the shepherd to control our table. And I get it. We all have struggles in life, and sometimes we're in that valley that we can't bear. The depression, the stress, the anxiety, the finances. Maybe there's problems at home. But you know that God has an invitation? At his table that he prepared for you amongst your enemies, that could be a game changer in life. And when we allow the devil to sit at our table, we carry a conversation with the devil himself. And Jesus, my friends, has the power to break every stronghold in our life. He's given us spiritual weapons that are designed to tear down those strongholds. All you have to do is be firm and tell the enemy. You could look him in the eye. I'm taking my table back. Scripture tells us that the enemy prowls around looking for someone to devour. And there is, in the Bible, there is no scripture that says, I have the power to stop him from prowling around. But we do have the power to not let him sit at our table. You have that authority. And how do you do that? You lock your eyes with the King. You win the battle of your mind by fighting the lies of the enemy. You win the battle of your mind by staying in the truth, the Word of God. And you might be thinking to yourself, I'm not worthy. I can't sit in the presence of a king. I have too many scars in my life. The struggles that I've been through, they're real. But Jesus himself said, I take this bread. And when he reached across that table to give it to you, you seen the scars that he paid the price. Jesus has the love for all of us. His compassion, his grace, his boldness is bigger than any situation we could ever go through in life. This morning, I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And if you've been allowing the enemy to sit at your table and you want to take that back, I invite you to either come up here this morning and win that back. Maybe you want to sit at your seat. But we want to pray for you. Because we can't allow the enemy to devour us when we have a Savior, the King, that gave us the bread, showed us his scars, and paid the bill in full. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you, Father, for you are the risen King, Father. We're thankful this morning, Lord, for the bill that you paid for us, Lord. We're sinful people, and we are your people, Lord. And you love us regardless of every situation, Father. We're thankful, Lord, for the things that you do in our lives, Lord, for the authority that you give us over strongholds, Lord, for the table that you have put amongst us, Lord, even though we walk through a valley. Your love, your staff, your rod is with us. You will never allow us, Lord, to not do anything but be by your side. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to sit at your table, even though we don't deserve it, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen.